How
do we seek God's presence?
我们如何寻求神的面呢？
Colossians chapter 3,
哥罗西书第三章
verse 1 to 3,
第一节到第三节。
If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Actually, I have another sermon, but that's now I just felt I need to change.
事实上我本来有另外一个讲题，但是我觉得我要改变了。
So I'm going to speak about the five characteristics of a seeker after the heart of God.
那么我现在要讲到寻求神，这个寻求者有五个 特别的这个品德。
What are the five characteristics that define the person truly was a man and a woman that is after the heart of God?
是哪五种品德能够界定一个寻求神心意的人呢？
He says the first condition is mentioned in verse 1. He says, if you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
这就在第一节讲到，如果你们若与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事情。
The word seek in the Greek is diatō, diatō.
那么这个 seek 在寻求，在这个希腊文是 diatō,
zetetō,
zetetō.
Diatō means to worship.
Diatō means 就是意思就是去敬拜。
But diatō also means a very fervent desire.
Diatō 也是意味着一个就是火热的一种渴望。
This morning I will say to you, without desire, you will never go after the presence of God.
我今天晚上要跟各位今天早上说，如果你没有这种渴望的话，你没有办法寻求神的面的。
What is desire?
那什么是渴望呢？
Desire is the emotional makeup of your heart itself.
就是你心里面那个情绪方面，组成你心里面情绪方面那个部分。
What is the desire that is lingering in your heart today?
今天在你的心里面有什么样的渴望呢？
What are desires?
是什么样的渴望？
Desires are the emotional feelings that goes on in your heart.
渴望就是在你心里面那种发生的那些情绪上能够影响你的。
Desires are the yearning and the longing and the liking and the love that describe the composition of desire.
这个它是由这种喜欢、爱、恋慕等等这种情感所组成的。
Do you long for God today?
你今天有没有很渴慕神呢？
Do you love God today?
你今天爱不爱神呢？
Do you want God today?
你今天要他吗？
These are all the manifestation of desires in your heart.
这些都是你心里面渴慕的一种 外面的表露。
In other words, what is the condition of your heart today?
换一句话说，今天你心里面的状况如何呢？
Without a heart that seeks after God, they can never find God.
没有一个寻求神的心是永远找不到神。
If you say you love God, but your heart is not involved in your love, you can never find Him.
如果你说你爱神，但是你实在没有这颗心在那个爱里面，你没有办法寻求神的。
Without desire, you can never become a seeker.
没有渴慕，你就不是一个寻求者。
What kind of a desires?
是什么样的渴慕呢？
Desire things that are above.
要渴慕那上面的事情。
Desire spiritual things and heavenly things.
要渴慕那属灵的事情。还有属天的事情。
In order to cultivate heavenly spiritual desires, you need to create an environment in your house and in your life.
你必须先在你的生命当中，在你家庭里面，你要有属灵的收成，你要先开始殷勤的耕种。
I remember in the year 1985, there was such a passion for Jesus.
我记得在1985年对主的生命有一种很大的渴慕。
Oh, I cannot even rest without saying, God, I need you, I need you, I need you.
好像我不能够，我如果不对神说，主啊，我需要你，需要你，需要你的话，我就没有办法安息。
Now, as I recall those days, how did I have such a passion for Jesus?
我今天回想，在那样的日子里面，我到底为什么对基督有这样的热情呢？
Because I keep myself in a spiritual environment.
因为我把我自己维持在一个属灵的环境里面。
Every day, day and night, morning and evening,
每天的早晚
，I will saturate my soul with spiritual cassettes, talking about God, talking about things of the spirit.
我就不断听这个属灵的录音带，就谈论神的事情。
I will begin to read books after books.
我就一本书一本书属灵的书在读
books about the Bible, books about the things of God,
关于神的事情，关于圣经的这样的书籍。
My whole life was totally involved in the things of God, and I have not read a single page of newspaper.
那我的整个生活当中全部都是在这样属灵的事情里面，我没有去读一份报章。
There's nothing wrong with newspaper.
读报纸并不是错的事情。
I read the papers.
我也读报纸。
But when there's such a passion that comes into your life, you forsake everything else so that you have more time for God and His Word.
但当这样的热情临到的时候，你会放弃那一切事情，你就需要更多的时间来寻求神。
So during those days, my whole year was on with a Walkman day and night.
所以在那些日子里面，我就期待一个随身听，一直不断的听。
When at home, I will play a cassette on a certain minister that preached the Bible.
在家的时候，我就听到那些讲道员的讲道。
Almost 24 hours a day, my whole life is filled with preaching and sermons on the Word of God.
几乎24小时，每天24小时，我都有我的都在听这样的录音带。
And I especially save up all my money and I buy cassettes from America and I begin to hear album after album.
我就开始把我的积蓄都去到美国买了很多的录音带，我就不断的在听。
And I begin to read books that have that. You know, some books you read, it kills the spiritual life.
你知道有些书你读了以后，你的属灵生命会被杀的。
Some tapes you hear, it will kill your spiritual desires.
有些音乐你听到，它会让你属灵的渴慕。
Because it will make you fall asleep.
它会让你沉睡。
So I begin to read books that have a dynamism in it.
但是我现在我读的书籍就是有一种属灵的爆炸力的。
Oh, and I begin to read Lester Sumrall's book, Hallelujah, and especially his preaching. Oh, powerful.
他讲到一个 Lester
Sumrall who has passed away,
一个很有名的传道人。
But when he preached, he will get you out of your seat.
他传道的时候，他讲道的时候，你会从座位上站起来，会出来。
He was known as an apostle of faith.
他是大家公认他是一个信心使徒。
He was the man.
他是这样的一个人。
Of great faith.
是有大有信心的人。
And he took the faith from a man called Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth.
他是这个。
Took that anointing, that mantle from that man.
他是从另外一个神的仆人得到了一个这样的恩膏。
Many great men of God come to his office to learn from him.
有许多属神的仆人到他的办公室去学习。
People like Rod Paisley, Robert Sladen, they will come and seek his advice.
像刚刚提到这两个神的仆人去寻求他。
And when you hear such messages, it will stir and stimulate and strengthen your faith in God.
那么你听到这样的信息的时候，你的信心就被建立，被这个激动。
The more I hear, the more I say an amen.
你越听，你就越说阿门。
And suddenly I begin to grow unknowingly.
在我不知不觉当中，我就忽然经历到一个很大的成长。
Suddenly those words have begun to build my desires.Stronger and stronger for God.
那些属神的话就开始在我的灵里面建立我，在神的话语上越来越强壮。
I can give you a challenge today.
今天我要挑战各位。
If you spend the next 30 days,
如果在未来的30天当中
，not doing anything,
其他的事都不做
，no TV,
不看电视
，no newspaper,
不看报纸
，no reading a magazine,
也不看杂志
，but fill yourself with the word of God and sermons and songs of the Lord.
就是把你自己的时间都以这个敬拜赞美的诗歌被讲到的录音带还有神的话语所充满。
Every day saturate your mind with the things of the Spirit for hours and hours and hours.
用长的时间让你自己的灵沉浸在神的话语当中。
Suddenly,
突然之间
your desires will get stronger.
然后你的渴慕之心就油然产生
了。Suddenly,
突然之间
you have a love for God now.
你就开始产生对神的爱了。
Suddenly, you have a greater love for the things of the Spirit.
突然你就对 属灵的事情有所爱慕了。
And suddenly, a true hunger begins to burn in your heart.
突然之间在你的心里面就产生那种真实的渴慕
and that hunger will drive you towards God himself
这样的饥渴就驱动你要去寻求神为
神 and so after hearing hours upon hours thousands of hours in the things of the Spirit
你如果花了上千个小时的时间在寻求属灵的事情
I remember in 1986
我记得在1986年的时候
There was such a hunger in my heart
我的心里面是如此的饥渴啊
I began to walk in the rain
正在雨中行走
Walk for miles in the rain
哦，走了好几里的路
God, where are you?
主啊，你在哪里
God, I want more of you
主啊，给我更多认识
More of you, Lord
Oh, 主你在什么地方
I don't want anything else but you
除你以外我别无所求主啊
And I would just walk miles and miles in a heavy outpouring of rain
那我在这个倾盆大雨之下就花了好几个钟头在里面走
Because the hunger drives me
因为我心中的饥渴驱动我
Now the hunger is dominating the appetite and the pursuit of my life
因为这样的饥渴他现在主宰了我的胃口还有我的寻求
I am not in control anymore
哦主啊我现在不自己来掌握任何的事情了
I was dominated by a hunger after God and the things of God
是追寻神的事情属神的事情在驱动我了
And suddenly newspaper has lost its attraction
忽然之间报纸对我已经失去它的吸引力
Years ago I was a TV addict
我曾经在几年前是一个报纸的编辑。
You know, I used to watch TV. The moment I come home from work, I watch until midnight.
我是一个看电视上瘾的人。
It's compulsory for me to see a movie every week.
那么我每个礼拜都要固定要看一场电影。
But that hunger suddenly dominates my life.
但是那样的饥渴忽然来统御我的心的时候。
And all these things lose its attraction.
其他所有的事物都已经失去它对我的吸引力了。
It's no longer striving to love God.
那么我的爱神就已经不是努力的事情了。
Now I was under the river of hunger.
我就在一个 饥渴的河流当中。
And I just automatically drop those things from my life.
我自动的就把那些不属神的事物就放下来了。
That's how powerful hunger can drive a person.
饥渴是如此的可以驱动一个人。
There are physical hunger, but there are also spiritual hunger.
有肉体的饥饿，也有灵里的饥渴。
And the height of the hunger,
这个饥渴的高度
came one day.
有一天临到了。
And the Spirit of God spoke to me.
神的灵就对我说
，He said, "Would you give 5 years of your life to me?"
你愿意把你生命当中5年给我吗
？And I knew what the Lord was saying.
我知道神指的是什么。
Because all my friends.
因为所有我的朋友
have girlfriends
都有女朋友。
At that time I was a deacon in the church.
那时候我是教会的执事。
That's nothing wrong having girlfriends.
有女朋友并没有错啊。
Please don't misunderstand me.
请你不要误会。
I'm saying in the personal context of my experience.
我现在讲的是我自己个人的经验。
But that hunger came to such a point.
这样的饥渴达到一个程度。
Lord.I'll give up.
我就跟主说，主啊，我放弃。
5 years of my life for your kingdom.
我要为你的国度给你5年的时间。
Sometimes my friend will say, "It's a pity that you don't have a girlfriend."
我的朋友常常嘲笑我说，啊，你没有女朋友真可怜。
You are so lonely.
你好孤单。
But I always walk away and say, "God, I'm not lonely."
那我常常跟主说，主啊，我不孤单。
I have you.
我有你啊。
I have you.
我有你。
That hunger will drive you.
这样的饥渴可以驱使你
to remove bondages in your life.
去把那种天然的东西放弃。
Years ago, I couldn't give up a particular passion of my life.
那么在多少年之前，我没有办法在我放弃一个生命里面的热情。
I was involved in martial arts.
我是非常的热衷于这种武术啊。
I was involved in yoga.
我是非常热衷于瑜伽术。
I was involved in the inner breathing meditation.
我也是喜欢打坐静坐的人。
6 hours a day, I will be involved in kung fu.
那么我每天要花6个钟头的时间在功夫上面。
I was a kung fu addict.
我是功夫迷。
I couldn't give up.
我没有办法断绝它。
As a deacon, I knew that I should not involve in such practices.
那我自己是执事，我知道我不能够在里面了。
Because it promotes violence.
因为这些事情都是它是促进这个暴力的。
The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, God hates violence and wickedness.
那创世纪第六章讲到说神恨恶暴力的事情。
I couldn't give it up.
可是我却没有办法断绝它。
I tried, but I couldn't.
我试了，但办不到。
Then I found a way.
但是我找到一个方式。
My friend, whatever binds you today.
我的朋友们，不管是什么事，今天挡住你的事情。
I don't care how thick the chains of bondage around your life today.
我不管这个绑住你的那个锁链是多么的重。
Whether it's evil bondage,
不管是邪恶的事情
，or soulish ties,
或者是这种你的魂上面的捆绑。
There's one sure way of deliverance.
有一个确保的方式让你得到释放。
I said, Lord, I can't give it up.
我说主啊，我没有办法放弃啊。
But I have a hunger for you.
但是我对你有一个饥渴。
And I continue to love God.
然后我继续的来爱我们的主。
And I secretly practice martial art in my private life.
可是我就私底下确实在继续中国功夫。
But because I love God more and more.
但是因为我爱主更深了。
That love consumed my soul.
这样的爱就让我的灵魂消耗了。
And suddenly one day,
终于有一天
one morning,
有一天早上
I felt that desire left me.
我就发现那样的渴慕就离开我对俗世的事情。
Suddenly I'm not interested in martial arts and yoga anymore.
忽然我对瑜伽术、对武术就不再有兴趣了。
It has gone from my life.
就忽然之中从我生命消失。
It is love and His presence that will remove bondages and prisons in your life.
就因为在他同在之中那样的爱会怎么样释放我们生命中的捆绑。
When you become a seeker,
当我们成为寻求主的人
，But then you begin to walk after God's heart.
当你寻求他的心意。
That hunger will cause you to drop things in life.
怎样的饥饿会让你把你生命当中的事情放下来
？You know, like a big, huge air balloon that floated into the sky. You know those kind of huge air balloon, that they can hop in and go into the sky, and then they use a binocular to look at the surroundings.
就像热气球一样，升到天空去，他们可以用望远镜来看地上的事。
You got to drop the weight.
你必须要把重担放下丢下去。
When the weight is off, they begin to be lifted up.
当那些重的东西丢下去的时候，热气球就可以开始上
升。And when you begin to go up to God,
当你开始寻求神了
，things begin to drop from your life.
你生命里面的重担要开始放下来。
What you used to do, you no longer do.
你以前做的，你现在不再做了。
And suddenly,
忽然的
，you begin to float.
你开始就被提升了。
Suddenly, you find that you take on a heavenly perspective concerning the things of life.
忽然之间，你对你生命，你就发现你有属天的眼界了。
Suddenly,
忽然之间
you begin to seek those things that are above.
你就开始寻求上面的事情了。
Where Christ is seated in the heavenly.
就是神坐在父神的右边。
Suddenly, you feel that you are drawn like a magnet towards.Heaven.
忽然之间就像这个吸铁一样，你被吸到天上。
You know, whenever you are glued to the things of this world,
你知道吗？不管是你在这个属地的事被什么东西所黏住
，there is a heaviness in your soul.
那是
heaviness.
哦，有在你的灵里面都有一种沉重感。
You cannot go into the nest that is on the cliff of the mountain.
你没有办法到那个。高处悬崖的那个窝上面
But when you begin to drop the things of this world
但是我们把属世的重担开始丢下去的时候
you begin to be lifted up
那忽然之间你就被提升了
You know, sometimes when you begin to pray
你知道吗有时候你开始祷告的时候
You can sense in your heart that it's an uplifted effect of your soul
你有没有感觉到在你的魂里面有一个提升的力量
Whenever there's an uplifting of your soul
你要是在你的灵魂里面感受到一个提升的
It is a very wonderful feeling
那种感觉是很美的
so nice
真好啊
Once you have that uplifted feeling You find that you are very quickly drawn to His presence
当你感觉到那种提升的时候你就觉得说你被他的同在所吸引了
You don't take hours to get into His presence
你不用再花好几个钟头想要进入他的同在里面我的朋友要告诉你的秘诀就是一个被提升的灵
Within minutes you are in
在几分钟之间你就进入了
Even though I'm not talking to you
即使我没有在对你们讲到
Oh that uplifted effect is drawing me to the heavenly
那种上升的效果就可以帮你提升到天上
And the Lord is saying to some of you
今天主对你们心说话
As I talk to you the Lord just spoke to my heart
当我对你们说的时候神也对我的心说话
Many try to please me
有许多在座的要讨我的喜悦
Many try to build a stronger spiritual foundation
有很多人努力要去建筑一个属灵的地基
It is not by work
不是靠人的工作
It is by love for Jesus
而是靠爱主之心
Because when you are drawn by the love of God
因为如果我们被神的爱所吸引
His love will change you
他的爱要改变我们
There is something magnetic about the presence of love
这个神他的同在的爱好像是一个磁铁一样
And so you must not only have a spiritual desire
所以你不只是要有一个属灵的这种渴望
But that spiritual desire must be transformed to become a hunger after God's heart
那种属灵的渴望必须要被转换成要对神的爱产生那样渴慕
Then the Bible says in verse 2
然后在第二节讲到
Set your affections on things above not on things on the earth
你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事
In the King James Version it says set your affections
那么 King James Version 是讲到就是说将你所爱的事情要定在
In the other versions they say set your mind on the things above
那另外地方讲就是要把你的思念的事情
For which is which
到底什么是什么
Affections of the mind
是到底是我们的感情还是我们的心思呢
Which translation is the accurate version
哪一种翻译才是正确的呢
Both 两种都是
Because the word affection in the Greek is the word phroneo
因为在希腊文这个 affection 它的命意思就是 phroneo
In my book on the musing mind I talk about phroneo mind
在这个音乐性的心思我就特别提到这个 phroneo mind
P-H-R-O-N-E-O
P-H-R-O-N-E-O
Phroneo is the mental inclination of the mind
是心思上面的那种感情
There is a focus and a concentration
是有集中焦点有一种注意力的那种效果
And because of this intensity of focus
因为这种集中焦点的这种强度
It will influence the emotions of the soul And so it will rise a new affection for God
它会影响我们的魂以至于提升我们对神的感情
So it talks about the affections and the mindset
所以它讲到我们的感情和我们的心思都要定在
When you begin to desire for things of God,
当我们开始思念神的事情
and as you begin to develop your walk with God,
当我们开始就是与主同行的时候
God will renew your mind,
神会改变我们的心思
God will give you a new mindset,
神会给我们一个更新的心思
It is called a phroneo mind,
这叫做 phroneo mind,
Romans 8:6 says, He that set the things of the flesh will go after the things of the flesh he that set his mind after the things of the spirit will go after the things of the spirit the mind that is the word phroneo
罗马书第八章第六节就是说属肉体的人就是追寻属肉体的事情属灵的人是寻求属灵的事情
what is the condition of your mind today
今天你的心思的状况如何呢
because your mind is very important in the pursuit of God
因为你的心思在追寻神这件事情上是非常重要的一件事情
In 1986 I got hold of one of the most precious books
那么1986年我找到了一本非常非常宝贵的书
It was written by a 17th century monk called Brother Lawrence
作者是17世纪的一个和尚叫做劳伦斯弟兄写的
Pastor Ernest Next year probably I'm going to share more on the depth of thoughtThere are different levels of thought. Yes,
thought. 明年我可能要跟大家分享不同思想的层次。
And so I read about this monk that really have a love for Jesus.
这位和尚弟兄他，我真的是不是用和尚僧侣好了？僧侣就是他是神父哈，神父他对神真的是有爱的心
He will wash the pots and the pans in the kitchen and he has such love for God
在他厨房洗碗筷的时候他对神就产生那种爱心
He will cut the flowers in the garden and he pick up the flower with the love of God to the glory of the Father
那么他在花园里面整理草地的时候他会把花举起来要献给我们的主
I said Lord why is this man such a seeker after your heart
我就问主说主啊为什么这个人是这么样的渴慕寻求你呢
And when I begin to read that book
我开始读那本书
I understand that he developed a phroneo mind
我就发现了他已经开发了他一种 phroneo 的心思
A minding of the mind
就是minding of the mind
That means the intensity of the concentration on a particularSubject like a singleness of heart
是一个非常专注在一个单一的事情上面他把他的心思定在那里
He was only thinking on one subject alone
他就是只是专注一件事情
God and God alone
神只有神
My friend if you ever put your mind on the things of God a new hunger will be born
我的朋友如果你把你的心思固定在神的身上那么你的饥渴就会产生了
In 1985 I struggled with a particular area of my life
在1985年我在我的生命当中经历到一些挣扎的事情
And I was led by the Lord to meditate on one scripture
那么我神的灵就带领我开始默想这些经文
For 6 months I lived in that scripture
那六个月之久我都在那边默想这个经
节。Day and night I will begin to speak and think about that scripture.
那日夜的我就在思想在述说这样经文。
And when the scripture, I thought on the scripture, it will bring me back into the presence of Jesus. And I think about Jesus.
那这个经文就把我带到神的面前，我可以思念耶稣基督的事情。
Suddenly, after 6 months of thinking intensively on the things of God,
忽然之间在经过了六个月，非常有强度的在这边思想神的话的时候
，I was amazed.
我很惊讶。
My mind was renewed.
我的心思被神更新了。
Suddenly, I realized that I have a sharp mind.
忽然我就发现我的心思非常的敏锐。
Years ago, I have a dull mind.
之前呢，我的心思是比较浊的。
I can't think things properly.
我没有办法很正确的想事。
But suddenly, the sharpness, like a razor blade mind, comes into being.
忽然之间，就是这种尖利的思想，可以让我拥有了。
Wisdom begin to come.
智慧临到我。
Understanding begin to come.
这种了解和知识临到我。
And I was amazed what my mind can do.
我就很惊讶我的心思可以做的事情。
But I begin to have a steadfast mind on the things of God.
然后我在对神的事情，我的心就坚定了。
I may be in the midst of a crowd.
我还记得说在一群人的当中。
I may be talking to a person.
我可能对一个人讲。
But my mind was on the Word and God Himself.
但是我的心思永远就是定在神的身上和他的话语上面。
That's how you begin to pick the mind of the Spirit.
这是你如何开始用神的灵在思想。
I give you an example.
我要给大家一个例子。
You can be looking at a person.
你可以对一个人
and you're talking to him.
你对他说话
but your frontal mind will take on a heavenly perspective.
但是你的 frontal 的心思却是有属天的看见。
I'm looking at him.
你说我看这位弟兄
，But the eye of my mind is looking at the things of heaven.
但我心思之眼却是定在天上。
And、I look within. Look within. The realm of the spirit.
我跟着灵一样看到。
I was attracted and I saw within the ark there was a golden pot of manna.
我就看到，我可以看得到，就是在约柜之中有这个玛拿。
God wants to feed you.
神要喂养你。
Within.Pot of manna.
要用他的属天玛拿。
God is going to develop the inner conditions of your life where there will be strengthening of the inner man. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
就是以弗所书三章十六节，神要坚固你的内在的人，里面的人。
There will be a new change. New strength is going to come.
所以有一个新的能力要临到你的身上。
There will be new strength out of the strengthening of the inner man of your heart.
神要使你心里面的那个人要刚强起来。
So when you begin to develop that mind,
当你开始开发你这样的心思的时候
，your mind will not be on the things of this earth.
你的心思就不会定在属世的事情上面。
Your mind will always be on the things of the above.
你的心思会总是在天上的事情。
So.A lot of things I used to think in the past, a lot of things I used to worry, suddenly there was a calm in my mind.
很多事情我曾经担心的事情挂念的事情忽然之间就离去，我心里面就感觉非常的平静。
Suddenly I feel my soul was at peace.
我就感觉我的魂是在安息当中。
I never experienced a peace like I ever experienced when I developed the frontal mind.
之前我从来没有经历过那样子的安息。
I was at rest and I was calm.
我就享受安息，享受神的平静。
So you got to set your desires and your mind on the things above.
所以我们要把我们的心思还有我们的这个渴慕要放在上面的事情。
It says in verse 3, For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
第三节说到，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Your life is hid in Christ.
你的生命藏在基督里面。
When you begin to develop the frontal mind,
当你开发这种 frontal mind 心思的时候
，When you have a zealous desire, zealous desire.
哦，就是我们刚刚讲的那种的渴望。
But suddenly, you love to spend more time with God in the privacy of your life.
突然就有这种渴望，要私底下与神相处更长时间。
The true mark of a seeker after God's heart is that someone longs to have a hidden life. A hidden life.
另外一个特征就是寻求神的人特征就是说他有一个隐藏式的生命
They're not so concerned about the public life
他们不在乎公众的这种生活
They long for a time of secrecy that they have private moments with their master
他们心里面可想的是与他们的主能够在私底下相处
Oh, during those days when God began to capture my heart and my soul
在那些日子当神开始触摸我的心和我的魂的时候
In 1985 I told the people I'd say that was my last phase of my national training
那是我在服兵役的最后的日子
I say come on all of you you can go home let me stay in the medical center in an island you can go home go back to Singapore
我就跟他们讲说你们都从这个岛上回去新加坡了但是我要留在这个地方
they say this man isgone crazy
那人家以为说这个人怎么他真的疯了
can go home don't want to go home
当兵可以回家了他居然不回家
stay on a lonely island
在一个孤岛上面留下来
in a medical center
在一个医疗单位里面
but that was the best time of my life
但是呢这是我生命中最美的时刻
no one else to disturb me
没有人搅扰我
me and God alone and so during those days
只有我跟神所以在那些日子里面
In evening,
在晚上
after tending the garden,
我照顾了花园之后
and then I have all the time to myself,
那我就剩下的时间全部是我的
around 8 in the evening,
差不多在晚上八点钟
pass by after the hours midnight, way past midnight,
一直到12点之后
every time I go into the treatment room,
每一次我到了这个医疗所
I close the door
我就把门锁起来
God I'm here
主啊说主啊我来了
God I'm here again
主啊我又来了
I'm here again
我又来了
Oh I'm here again
主啊我又来了
And I begin to talk with him
我开始跟神说话
I begin to love him and worship him
我开始爱我们的主也敬拜他
And there was a presence of God every evening in that room
每天晚上我就经历到神的同在在那个房间
Hours gone by without me noticing
我不知不觉每好几个钟头就过去了
Every time I say is I'm reluctant to leave that room
每一天晚上我舍不得离开那个房间
During those days I live a hidden life
那些日子我就是过一个隐藏式的生活
Do not have any other interest in life
生命中没有其他事情可以吸引我
You may say I live a very monotonous life
你可能说我好像活着一个这个好像不属世的生活
No hobby, no interest
好像是没有嗜好没有兴趣
After work, just God
就是工作之外就是神
But those are the days
但是那些日子
I learned to pour my heart to him
我就学会了向我们的神倾心吐意
I learned what is intimacy
我也了解了什么叫做亲密
Intimacy is whenYou have God for yourself and you share it with nobody else.
就是你有神可以跟你分享，你不需要对任何人分享你的心中。
Jesus is mine.
耶稣是属于我的。
He's mine. He belongs to me.
他属于我。
Not to nobody else but me.
不是属于其他人，只是我。
Oh, he's the lover of my soul, my honey, my milk, my joy.
我的喜乐是我心所爱的。
Oh.The desire and the condition of your mind will cause you to live a hidden life in God.
你心里面的情况和你心里面的渴望会导使你去过一个隐藏式的。
You don't have to struggle. Automatically, you long for hidden life.
那时候你就不再有挣扎了，你自己会过一个隐藏式的生活。
By the way, I forgot to tell you, the mystics are coming back to the church.
我要跟大家讲的就是关于这个神话要再回到教会里。
The 21st century, you see men and women of God that live a hidden life. The mystics of the 16th century, they are coming back to the church and don't look upon them as strange people.
要跟大家讲说这个神秘主义要再回到教会里面，大家不要觉得说他们是很奇怪的人。
Mystics are even higher than the prophets.
这种神秘者的感觉，经历者生命经验，他的层次比这个说预言的先知还高。
Prophets may walk with God, but mystics live on the highest life.
啊，
奥秘派对，
奥秘派，这个先知是
like Madame Guyon that live a hidden life.
所以像盖恩夫人，她是一个奥秘派。
Where people begin to be consumed with only one passion, that is for Jesus.
因为他们生命当中只有一个目的，就是要寻求主。
It's how can I live a such a holy life where I hid myself from the world?
他说怎么样可以活出这样的生活呢？就是要过一个隐藏式的生活。第三节
，For you are dead.
因为你们已经死了。
When you are dead,
当你
you have no problem. Be hidden in Christ.
你就会你要隐藏在主的里面就不是问题。
Verse 5 says, Mortify therefore those your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desires, and covetousness which is idolatry.
所以第五节讲到说，所以要制止你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就像拜偶像一
样。When you die to self,
当我们
Suddenly, you will begin to rise into the heavenly.
当我们向着自己死了，我们就会忽然的被提升到天上去。
The secret to live a heavenly life，
活一个属天生命的秘密是
，Where Christ sits in the heaven，
像耶稣在坐在天上。
When the mysteries of heaven is not a mystery to you，
在天上的奥秘已经不再是对你是奥秘了。
When you are dead，
当你死了以后
，You will rise with Christ，
我们会被提跟主在一起。
A lot of people want to seek after God, but they have so much struggles.
有许多人要寻求神，但是他们生命中有许多的挣扎。
They try it for 3 months and they give it up.
试了三个月之后就放弃了。
Until you die, you can never become a seeker after God's heart.
除非你自己死了，你没有办法成为寻求神心意的寻求者。
When you must let go the things that divorce you from God,
你必须要放弃那些事情是。引领你到别的方向的
things that distract you from God，
这些事情能够让你心有旁骛的。
Die to your liking for those things，
你必须要放掉那样的事情。
Then you will live a hidden life，
然后你就可以活一个隐藏的生命。
That's all. There's no other secret，
没有其他的秘诀了。
When you love Calvary，
当你爱加略山
，you will be hidden in the bosom of Christ。
你会在被隐藏在耶稣基督的胸怀。
If you will live for the things of this earth，
如果为属世的事情而活
，Christ is not on your mind，
耶稣基督不会在你心思里面。
I can size up a person very quickly，
我可以很快的看出一个人。
When I talk to them, I look at them, and I just know about them。
当我跟一个人对话，看着他们，我就很快知道他的情况。
The ability to be successful in life is not how to read a person like a book。
这个能够在生命当中成功的这种能力，就是要读一个人，就和读书一样。
When that all happens，
当这些事情都发生
，suddenly，
突然的
，it will dawn upon your soul。A new outlook in life，
在你的魂里面就发生一个这种新的展望。
Eternity will be born in your heart，
在你心里面就产生了永生。
Because verse 4 says，
因为第四节如此说。
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory。
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候。你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
The fifth characteristic of a seeker，
第五个这个品德寻求者。
But all these things begin to take place suddenly，
忽然在这些事情发生的时候。
There is a longing for the second coming of Jesus，
你对神的基督的第二次再来，你有那种渴望。
Suddenly，
忽然。
You look at things from eternity point of view。
你就从永世的眼光来看事情了。
When you know that time is about to come to an end, you know what is more important and what is of a lesser priority.
当这个你知道末世要来了，你就知道哪些事情是优先的，哪些事情是不足为道。
Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
在你的心里面就对神说，主耶稣啊，请你快来。
Some people plan to sit there 20 more years before they retire.
有的人在心里面打定主意说，在大概在二十年我就退休。
Are you willing to say, Lord, if you come tomorrow, take me home?
你心里面愿不愿意对主耶稣说，主啊，如果你明年就来，你带我回天家。
Because that's what you're looking for.
因为这是我心里所期待的。
The coming of the one that you long to see for so long.
就是这位你心里面可想已久的耶稣，你想见他。
The desires of the nations is Jesus.
这个国度的渴望就是主耶稣啊。
Lord, when are you coming?
说主啊，你什么时候再来呢？
When are you coming?
你什么时候再来？
During the days of Apostle Paul.
在这个保罗使徒保罗的时代，
the disciples love Jesus so much that they are longing for his coming every day.
那些使徒如此的爱耶稣，他们天天在等候耶稣回来。
That apostle Paul had to write a letter to correct their understanding about the coming of Jesus.
所以保罗使者他必须要写信给他们来更正他们的想法。
Because the people will not do anything. They say Jesus is coming. I just want to be alone to get ready for him to rapture me.
那个时候的信徒就说，耶稣来了，所以我们不要做任何的事情，就等着被提上天。
Are you ready for his coming?
你有没有在等候主？
Or you say, Lord, I'm not ready. 或者说我没有。I haven't have a new house.
我还没有买一个新房子呢。
I haven't make it to $100,000 bracket salary.
我的薪水还没有到10万块一年呢。
I have a lot of things else to do.
我还有很多事情要做啊。
Lord, don't come now.
主啊，请你现在不要来。
But the day when your desires, your mind, your soul, your being are changed by God.
但是有一天你的渴望、你的心思、你的意念被神所改变了。
Then everything else will be fine.
那一切就 OK。
Finally,
最后，忽然呢？
But you begin to have a longing for his coming.
你心里面就有一种可想主的再来。
That longing for God is going to draw you higher and higher into an upward life.
那种渴望可以把你提升更高更高到他的同在里。
Where nothing else matters.
那个地方其他事情都不重要了。
You just have only one desire, Lord, when are you coming back again?
你只有一个渴望，就是说主耶稣你何时再回来啊。
What is the condition today?
今天你的心的情况如何呢？
Do you need to deal with your desires?
你需要处理一下你自己的渴望吗？
Do you need to deal with your mind?
你需要去处理你自己的心思吗？
Struggling with certain habits of the flesh?
你有生命中有一些肉体的这些不好的习惯吗？
You have never learned to hide your life in Christ.
你还从来没有学习如何隐藏在主耶稣里面吗？
And the second coming of Jesus is no longer a priority in your life.
如果主耶稣再来，在你的生命中间不是一个优先的事情。
If the second coming of Jesus is really a reality in your soul,Then the way you live your life will change.
如果耶稣基督的第二次再来，在你的魂生命里面是一个实际的事情，那你的生命就会被改变。
The way we live our life today,
今天我们如此的过活
is a proof,
就是一个明证
that we need revival.
我们需要复兴
because only in revival,
因为只有在复兴里
God can capture our hearts again.
神可以掳掠我们的心
Then we become truth seeker after God
让我们成为真正寻求神的人
Where everyone will become like a spiritual David and a spiritual Daniel
每一个人都能够成为属灵的大卫属灵的但以理
A spiritual Mary and a spiritual Deborah that he wants God more than anything else
成为一个属灵的玛利亚只要寻求神
That's what we need today
这是我们心里面所需要的。
He said, Where should we begin?
所以我们要从何开始呢？
We begin by saying, Lord,
我们开始就这样说，主啊，
I will do what I can do in my ability.
主啊，我在我能力范围之内，我愿意做。
and the rest I will depend on you.
啊，其他的我都要依靠你了。
I can read my Bible.
我可以来读我的圣经。
I can fill the hours with the things of God.
我可以把我的时间花在听和看神的事情。
Keeping myself in a spiritual environment.
将我自己持续的维持在这个属灵的环境里面。
And Lord, you come and do the rest.
主啊，你来做其他的事情。
And he can change you.
他可以就改变你了。
In our next session, we're going to talk about the change.
我们下一堂要谈到这个改变。
We're going to talk about what happens to a man when he's changed.
我们要谈到当一个人的心被神所改变是什么样的情况。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。